The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
Когда я вышел этим вечером на этот ринг,
I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that. So I guess I didn't like you much none either.
Я думаю, что я не любил их тоже.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
В течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way you felt about me and the way I felt about you.
И я почувствовал, что вы тоже изменились.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
The one of trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
Let's fit it there, Michael. Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is 2/28/22. It is the last day of February. Tomorrow is the State of the Union Address and also Mardi Gras. I played that clip. I got it from a listener who sent it to me today, and it would be perfect for the opening of the show today, what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine. And we're going to talk about that tonight a little bit here also. I also want to mention something else I've been always kind of puzzled by, and I had to sit back and think about it a little bit. Last Monday when I had Ron McDonald on, I don't know, it started in the first hour. For somehow reason, we got into a show I called The Bully Show. And I don't know how it all happened, and I started thinking, how did this happen? Well, somebody mentioned a title about bullies, I think referring to different countries, bullying upon other countries. And then we got into Trudeau being a bully and Biden being a bully. And it just kind of spiraled out of control. Next thing I know, we're talking about school bullying. And then I'm getting tons of phone calls about I was bullied at school and this and that. And yeah, I was too in junior high. Not in high school, but just junior high. And it turned out to be The Bully Show. It's the most unusual show I've ever done. I walked away scratching my head going, what just happened? It's like seeing an alien spacecraft. You turn it in your head and it's gone. And did I see what I thought I saw? You know, it was an interesting show, The Bully Show. So I hope we don't go down that road again today, The Bully Show. I think we all agree. Yeah, it's still going on in schools. And I think if I were to do myself over again, being bullied, I definitely would handle it much better now. I would bring an equalizer to school with me and I would have bashed his head in, probably. What's what I would have done. I would have definitely broken an arm or two to send a message, don't mess with me anymore, and that would have stopped. I wasn't thinking that way. I don't know why I didn't. I should have done the old baseball bat. It works for mafia it should have worked for me also. But nowadays, you know, kids are different. You know, they don't baseball bat. That's old school. We take the poppers in. We pop them, you know, put a cap in his ass. That's the new school. That's the new way of doing it, I guess. But I don't think that's ever going to end. We're always going to have bullies in the world. We're going to have bullies growing up. We're going to have bullies in our adult life. Always bullies. There's always going to be a bully out there, unfortunately, and we're going to have to deal with that. And enough of us get together when then the bully just kind of disappears. Yeah, update on Ralph today. I got nothing new for you today. I talked about it on my show last night. I'm running into some roadblocks. I've left messages with Ralph on his cell phone. Now, we got a couple scenarios here. I don't know. He has no family that I know of. I've left it on his voicemail for his cell phone. He's not responded back. Asking for information so I can give it to the listening audience. I've got nothing. So I don't know. I actually asked the nurse, please, would you go in the room and talk to him? I asked her simple questions. Now, I don't know how this is a HIPAA violation. She told me he had COVID, which is, if you really want to go nitpick here about HIPAA violations, telling me that he actually has COVID is a violation. But again, saying that somebody has COVID in the hospital is actually a plus for these guys because they're making a lot of money on it. I'm very disappointed in my own industry. I really am. I'm disappointed in a lot of people, a lot of professionals, a lot of nurses, a lot of doctors. And I've decided I will not forgive them. I will not forgive them for the atrocities of what they've done, gone along with the messenger here, the wrong message. And they've propagated fear and they've squashed every other person that had an idea about, wait a minute, let's question this. No, 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 you can't question. You cannot question the master. The master has spoken, that's Fauci, and you can't question him. You can't question CDC Lewinsky, Rochelle Lewinsky. Can't question her. You're not allowed to bring up anybody else's name. You talk about Robert Malone, well, you're a kooky conspiracy theorist, even though the guy invented the messenger RNA technology. Dr. Peter McCullough, oh, you mentioned his name? Oh, you're a wacko here. Really? You're a wacko. So it's out of control. It does seem to be winding down a little bit. The COVID narrative is winding down, and let's just hope the masks come off. I'm told today that CDC is now saying mask mandates are over inside buildings. So let's see if this really happens, or if the corporations, the Nazi Bolshevik corporations, will continue on with mandates for their employees, to saying, I don't care what the CDC says, you're going to wear the damn mask. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if they show their true character here, the corporations. My wife comes home and tells me, hey, guess what? We don't wear masks anymore. It'll be a miracle. It will be a miracle because I don't see that happening. Just in case, just for prevention, but it doesn't prevent. Let that sink into your thick noggin, okay? We've known this for a long time. The masks do not prevent the virus. It's very, very small. This is psychological now. You may think you're doing well in protecting yourself, but you're not. You're a mask hole. So, no bully show tonight. No bully show. So, what else is going on? Oh, I didn't get to mention last night, like I said, with Ralph, I got nothing yet. Either he's not getting my messages, or he's on a ventilator, one or the other, and he can't contact me. So I'm hoping to reach a family member in the room itself and actually say, hey, here I am. This is who I am. Can you give me some update, please, so I can tell the listening audience up to this point. All I know is he was transferred from a med-surg unit to the ICU because why? Why would they transfer him? Well, he's kind of guarded. We didn't know, you know. That's not what we do on a med-surg floor. And if he has to be emergently intubated, well, that's the best place to be, in an ICU, because your ICU doctors can slam one in like that. You know, your respiratory therapist can, even nurses can put an ET tube down. We've all been trained to do those things. So my guess is, well, he was kind of guarded. You know, he's iffy on the oxygenation here. He's definitely got something going on pulmonary. He's got COVID. But again, telling me that really is a violation. But again, this is a profitability situation here with the hospitals, because they get money, X number of dollars for COVID. Everything COVID, it falls in COVID. It's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. So these greedy people, and who are, you know, are working with the stock exchange here, their stock values here are just pushing it up higher and higher because they're making money. They're making money. I'm sorry to say that I'm part of that administration, that part of that whole ball of wax there. I don't want to be part of that. I went into medicine to help people. That's it. That's it. Flat out to learn the technology. I was interested in ER. I was interested in ICU, the technology that we can use. And I had some great experiences, some great things we've done. I've helped a lot of people. I saved them. I said goodbye. And that's part of the job. So as soon as I find out more information, people, I'm sorry, but I can't give you any more until I'm either on a Cardex, given a code, so call in for updates. But if this never reaches Ralph, any of my information, my cell phone messages never reach him, and he's on a tube, he's got a tube down his throat, and he's on a ventilator, then I guess we'll find out when we find out. I don't know how else we're going to find out. I really don't know how, unless he just has a friend that says, hey, he's a good friend of mine, and he calls in and gives us an update. If you're out there, please do that. I would like to know the condition of Ralph. So if you're listening, you are a friend of Ralph, and you've been at the hospital, and you can give us an update. To hell with HIPAA, okay? Okay, just forget that. It's stupid. The government violates it all the time. It's nonsense. And let me give you a little example of what nonsense HIPAA is, okay? Having worked ER, you've been in ERs before. Now, have you ever noticed the ERs don't, they're not single rooms. There's not a room. There's gurneys and there's curtains between each segment. You have 30 rooms, 30 segments in an ER, 30 drapes. They can pull it all around you, but you can hear everything next door, and he can hear everything that's happening in your little room there. There is no such thing as HIPAA in an ER. I've addressed this. And they told you, well, we do the best we can. Well, that's not good enough. If you got these damn rules, HIPAA, then you need to follow the damn rules and stop blowing smoke up my ass here about HIPAA and violations when you have this drape, these drapes, and everybody can hear everybody's conversation. And the doctor comes in and he doesn't whisper. He doesn't whisper what's going on. A normal tone of voice, I can hear what's going on in the next segment there in the ER. There is no privacy in an ER. You hear everything. You think that matters to these people who make the rules? No, it doesn't. They don't care. They make rules. They don't even follow through on their rules. And then when you catch them, they go, well, we do the best we can. It's quite embarrassing. HIPAA is a joke. Total joke. So that's all I know on Ralph. That's all I can tell you. I'm sorry. Let's get back to CPAC. It ended on the 27th yesterday. I watched Donald Trump's speech on the Saturday. Difficult. God, I hate these things. You know, delusions, illusions, dreams, and wooing the voter for 2022 elections, the midterms, and then promises also what you want to do, what you want to fix. Should have fixed the election as far as the voting process and made it fair and square. Then you wouldn't be doing this right now, would you? I have a problem with people who identify things that are wrong and then just walk away. You know, you just walk away. Oh, well, I identify as a problem, but well, that takes a little bit of work, and I'm just going to cross my fingers and make and hope maybe something doesn't happen bad. You know, I'm just going to walk away from it. I'm going to take my chances, cross my fingers, do a little gamble here. But when you identify a problem, you need to fix the problem. You start seeing air in the back tire. Your tire looks a little lower than the rest of your tires. Huh. Wonder why. Better check into that. Nah, I'm going to drive around on it for a little while longer. Until it gets really low, and then I'll think, yeah, I'll just put some more air in it. Never inspect to see if there's a nail in the tire. Just say, I'll just put a little more air in it and never really inspect the tire. And then you get real lazy. You know you have a nail in the tire. and it goes flat all the time. So what do you do? Instead of getting it fixed, you pull out that little skinny bicycle tire they put in the back of your car, that little embarrassing skinny baseball, that little tire they put in the back of your car there, the trunk. It's like a motorcycle tire, actually, a small one. And then you put that on your car, and you drive that around for a couple of weeks. And you finally actually get the tire fixed, only because everybody's laughing at you driving around on the bicycle tire. I think it's why they do that. They give you the small tire, and they say, oh, it's for space and everything else. I think it's more than that. It's to embarrass you. I mean, I've never driven more than a couple miles on that bicycle tire, and then I got my tire fixed, and I put the bicycle tire back in the trunk. But there's a reason why. You know, you can sit on it, you can do nothing, or you can act on it. When you identify a problem, you got to fix it. So on the CPAC, I like the slogans. It's interesting. I'd like to know who makes up the slogans. This year's slogan at CPAC was "Awake, not woke." Awake, not woke. I'd like to know who makes up those little snappy little slogans there. You know, probably somebody works for like Campbell's or some one of these deals I are marketing for Foodwise or something. I don't know. Snappy little sayings, jargon. But I did notice also in the CPAC, how Donald Trump had been in the past speaking about the vaccine. Now, this is all because of me. We got the vaccines out there, and I worked hard. We did warp speed, and the vaccine is out there now. It's out there because of me. I am the one. I am the one. I am the champion of the vaccine. Not one word at CPAC about the vaccines, not one word. Makes me wonder, I guess, does he understand that VAERS, what's going on with VAERS and all the adverse events, does he understand that now? Is it sinking in, Don? Is it going through that toupee and is it making it to your cerebrum there? Do you understand that the shot, it's not a vaccine, the shot is causing more harm than good? Do you understand that? Is that why you're not talking about it anymore? Is that why not one word, not one peep out of this guy at CPAC? Nothing about the shots. I'm the one who brought it to you. I saved humanity. You watch, before 2024, the Democrats will turn the tables on him and start using those adverse events. They'll start actually beefing him up, revealing that this thing really turned out bad. And the man who brought it to you was the orange-haired guy. Yeah, he's the guy who brought it to you. He's the one responsible for all those adverse events and deaths. That's the guy right there. You watch. You watch. They'll turn the tables on him. No doubt about it. I had an interesting question last night, and I've been thinking about it, and I'll throw it to you. I don't know. Maybe somebody will figure it out. But I did, they talked about Tulsi Gabbard. Kind of attractive little lady there, Hawaii. And her resume. You look at it, it's not too bad. You know, young in politics, age 21, Hawaii. And you start seeing, you know, she was in military service and supposedly she was in combat. I don't know what purpose, what part of combat was she is. A lot of people say they were in combat and, you know, they could have been a medic. They could have been a medic. They could have been something else, but in a war zone, but not actually in a war, doesn't really put you in battle. So I don't know. And it also talked about her being in security forces as far as an SP, security police, and in that fashion. So that, if that case, then she did carry a firearm and she may have seen some action. I don't know. Maybe she never fired her firearm at once. Who knows? But the point being is, she's at CPAC. She's a Democrat who acts and behaves and speaks like a conservative. But she's a Democrat. Why is she a Democrat? Why not jump to the other side? Short commercial break. We'll come right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Dress is tomorrow, Tuesday, around 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here. The wall is up. An extra fence is up. Military are present, unarmed, I am told, and awaiting the people's convoy trucks. They should be there by now. And Biden, where is Biden right now? He's resting in Delaware, probably eating some ice cream right about now. So he's all concerned about the Ukraine, the borders of Ukraine. He's all concerned about that. They've sent $400 million of weapons and ammo to Ukraine to arm the citizens. Zelensky, he actually is dressed in camouflage, ready to do battle for his country to save his country. That's pretty admirable. refusing the plane that was offered by Joe Biden to fly him out of danger. Zelensky has decided, along with himself and his upper brass there, that we're gonna dig down. We're gonna save our country. We're gonna fight for our country. We're not gonna be cowards and escape. You got to give him that. Got to give him that. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Welcome, Chris.
Yes, sir. You hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
I would say, if that whole story about him is correct, because we all know the fog of war. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty much everything you're hearing, you can't know if it's true or not until 10 years from now, 5 years from now. Well, I was going to say, mm-hmm. you were talking about the medical stuff earlier, COVID and all. And, so they're lowering the restrictions, whatever, for whatever political reason. But my thing is, just like we have to get to the bottom of 2 November, and just like we have to get to the bottom of 6 January, we cannot let this go. I don't think we will. This is going to be Nuremberg on crack. What do you think? Any thoughts?
I would have to agree. As soon as the bodies start to drop, and it's more than obvious that these people would have lived a normal life, and they're very sick now, and they're dying, that you have to trace it back to one only causation. You have to trace it back to the vaccines, these shots, and that the messenger RNA. This is the thing that really bothers me, is that how the inventor of the messenger RNA technology has been demonized and called a conspiracy theorist. The smartest guy, the guy who actually invented the technology that has been used in an evil manner, is the guy who's hookified, conspiracy theorist, demonized. That's Dr. Robert Malone. That blows my mind. That would be like criticizing Edison for the light bulb. You know, the guy invented it. It's ended up in the wrong hands. It's been used for an evil thing. And he's simply coming forward and saying, hey, this is not supposed to be this way. And I'm going to tell you the truth, the limitations, what it might be able to do, and the limitations. And this is the guy that they want to shun and keep off of TV. Go after him. Go after Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan had him on a show. They haven't really gone after Dr. Peter McCullough, but he's still wrapped up in that group of people that are the truth tellers, and he's the evil ones. Those are the evil guys. I mean, this is so obvious to me. Chris, it's so obvious to me. If there's only one voice and one opinion, guess what? You're being lied to, because there should be some opposing views on this stuff, and you don't hear from the opposing views. If there's only one voice, you're being lied to.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, I never thought about that. But yeah. I think the reason why you're puzzled why, how can they shun this man, and I think it's because it's the media and they can get away with it. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. But I think it's because the media is so powerful, they're like an oligarch, that they can get away with that.
Well, they're held to the same standard government is. When this government screws up, they always have this gray area, and they come back and say, well, we were given faulty intelligence. And the same thing happens to the mainstream media. When they get it wrong, and they get it terribly wrong, they simply come back and say, well, we meant the best. We got it wrong. They don't even say they got it wrong. They just said we got faulty intelligence. So somebody fed them the wrong information, and they went with it, and they're not held accountable to a higher standard. Same way as the government.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of crap. Can I give you a real observation about something?
Sure.
What happened to my wife? She went to, and I may have to wait until after the break. I don't know where we're at, but my stepdaughter had to go to the hospital yesterday just for, because she was sick. She's okay.
Yeah, hold up, Chris. I hear the music.
Yeah. We'll
come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
When I get there, learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey,
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Lord, take this badge off me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
And we go back to the phones. We'll talk to Chris in Virginia. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, hey, I was just describing my wife, when she had to take her daughter to the hospital for something minor. And she, where normally you would be assaulted by signs that say you have to wear a mask, blah, it's crazy stuff, everything everywhere. She said it was remarkably absent, and the tone, attitude, everything was completely different. So that's one thing. Another thing is, I had an uncle call me out at a picnic and just say, hey, did you hear about the Delta variant? And y'all aren't vaccinated and y'all should be, talking about me and my wife, just basically made a scene at this cookout over a year ago, I guess. And he actually called me up on Sunday and just said, I just want you to know I'm just basically, I don't know what you call apologizing or just trying to make peace with me, which is fine. But, yeah, I'm starting to see these things happen. But, you know, we can't let these people off the hook.
I feel the same way. I've lost friends and family, Chris, over this too. And I don't expect my cousin down in South Florida to give me a call back and say he got it all wrong and apologize because he was a total ass of how he presented his issue. He was disrespectful to me, and I wouldn't accept his call. I don't want anything to do with the guy. He was the black sheep anyway in our family. He's always been a black sheep, my cousin. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I gave him a chance. When I moved down here, I thought, what the heck? Maybe he grew up, but he never grew up. And he showed his true colors the way he treated me and spoke to me. So I don't need this guy in my life. I don't need a leech. And so leave it at that. And I'm not going to give a pass to these people that had the opportunity to call it out fair and square and say, hey, wait a minute here. This is not true. This is not right. This is not following science. I mean, you can follow true, real science, or you can follow the pseudoscience, the fake science, the Fauci science, which always seem to come up short. And now they're saying, what, science has changed? I mean, geez, how much more do you have to hear when somebody tells you the science has changed now that you've been lied to from day one? There's no such thing as the science is changing. What's changing is the tolerance of Americans. They're tired of this. They've been inconvenienced for almost 3 years now. They're tired of it. They want their lives back. They want their freedoms back. They're tired of masks. They're tired of social distancing. They're tired of hand sanitizer. They're tired of all of COVID. And the polls, that's what they're following. These people are following polls. That's what's changing, the polls, the attitude of the people. And so, therefore, if they want to keep the power, somehow maintain the power and somehow keep it, I don't know how they're going to keep the power, because they can only keep the power if they keep the mandates in order. And those things are going away now. But it'll be interesting on the corporations, Chris, of the corporations that will show their true colors of being Nazis and saying, no, you're going to continue with wearing the mask because, well, this is a private corporation and I am the boss, the master. And I'm going to tell you, you have to keep wearing your mask. This is going to be interesting. If they'll listen to the CDC, which they've been listening to the CDCP, and the World Health Organization, they're listening to the FDA. They've been listening to these three entities that are supposed to be worried about our safety and our health, guarding our health and safety. And now, for some reason, the CDC can say, masks are not needed. They're not unwarranted now. Take off the mask. You can, inside, you don't need a mask. You don't need one outside. Forget the mask now, and then the corporations still continue with the mask. Boom, there you go.
I think a big part of it, Steve, is the dumbed down public in America.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I just thought I'm unproving my own point when, I mean, aren't other nations much more educated than we are?
Are we
a dumbed down world? Okay, then a lot of them.
Yeah, I would say educationally wise, yeah, America is dumbed down. It's pretty far down on the chain. I could go back and look at some records there in English, mathematics, science. They're pretty far down there. I can tell you the Chinese are pretty high up there, and Russians are much more educated. And Americans don't know
their
history.
The Chinese are all wearing masks, and they're all buying it. They're all buying all this COVID crap because they have to, or it'll kill them.
Well, in some countries, yeah, that's definitely a possibility here. But from the day one, I tried to figure out if the traditional method of a vaccine, a true vaccine, is the live attenuated virus to weaken the virus, and then use that as to stimulate, inject it into the body, and stimulate the immune system to produce antibodies and give you future immunity. Then why are you going outside and trying something different that has not been proven, has not been trialed? It doesn't have the years and years and years of trials. Why are you doing that? Why not go back to what works in the past, the traditional method? Nobody could ever give me an answer on that of why. What I did here was, well, this is the technology, era here. We're going fast. We're going better. We're doing much better things now. But you don't go to something that's experimental if you have a proven track record with the traditional method. And so I knew right away there's something phony about this. Yeah. There's something phony about that.
And the early treatments that you speak of extensively.
Yeah.
That were normal procedure, or normal sure. things you tried for any patient, right, that came into your care.
Right.
So that's all I got. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey, thanks again for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Miles in Maine. Welcome, Miles.
Hey, Elkins, how you doing there?
I'm doing good. Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Call me Steve. Call me Steve.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't know you minded it so much.
Well, no, I mean, you talk to people. Do you always call people by their last name?
Well, you know, when somebody's kind of close to me, kind of, you know, I mean, I just take it like that, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying, just call me Steve.
Okay.
Say, hey, Steve. Fine. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, what I wanted to know is, I don't even understand, why would CPAC even have Tulsi Gabbard? I mean, she's not a conservative in any way.
Well, actually, she is more conservative than some rhinos. But the thing she's a Democrat. She's actually, she's an anomaly. If you think about it, she's an anomaly. She talks more like a conservative, but then she's a Democrat. She goes totally opposite. She's an anomaly. I've never seen a Democrat just speak like her at all. Never have.
Well, no, what it is she's a politician, but I've heard a lot of Democrats speak way better than she ever could. A couple comes to mind to me, James Traficant and Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, I agree.
And Gravel was an excellent Democrat. But I don't see every time she pops her head up and these people run around, oh, let's get her to change parties. I mean, change parties for what? For what reason? I mean, she's anti-gun. She's pro-illegal immigration. She's a globalist. I mean, do we really need more? We need more of that going on?
I don't think she's against our Second Amendment. I never heard that.
Well, look into it. Absolutely. Okay. Stunningly.
And I think she's said the borders need to be protected, so I don't know how she's pro-immigration. I'm pro-immigration legal immigration.
That's recent. That's recent with her, this stuff, because she's a politician, you know? And so this is all recent stuff. And she's a globalist, you know, something else you might want to look into, which she took off.
I did. She's part of the Klaus Schwab grooming session there. I understand that. A lot of people are on that list.
That sounds like just what we need, but not a lot of Republicans, and especially not any Republican that's worth anything, which is about, what, three, maybe four, a handful maybe at tops. So
any politician, except DeSantis. I got to say, DeSantis, I'm pretty much happy with him.
Well, DeSantis is over there banging his head on the wall overseas, but I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's done an admirable job. I mean,
I agree with that.
And I don't see this stuff. I mean, no, we don't need any more Tulsi Gabbards or Mitt Romneys or Lindsey Grahams or Schumers, Feinsteins, Boxers, Pelosi's or none of them. We don't need any of them. You know, and I think it's just ridiculous how CPAC would even have, you know, I mean, you know, and I'll tell you, I agree with Pat Buchanan. We don't need any more immigration, legal or illegal. We already got 50 million illegal that we can't deal with.
I agree. We have way too many people. We got lots of homeless. We got too many people here. I agree.
Right. We got food, energy, fuel shortages, everything coming on. We need more, especially people that are worthless to our society. I mean, we need more people for what? So we can establish the greatest welfare rolls in the history of the world ever. What do we need these people for?
We don't.
We need to take care of the people here that built this country, fight its wars, and pay its taxes. And speaking of fighting wars, I don't even understand why we'd be fighting any war, starting a war with anybody, and then asking them, can you supply us with petroleum? I mean, that's insanity.
Insanity. I didn't get a chance to talk about that. You know, they could go after the pipeline there, because Russia is one of the biggest suppliers of oil and natural gas. And they could kind of skirmish that a little bit, hold that, you know, turn down the trickle of that somehow. But they don't. They're not doing that. And we're also continuing to buy Russian oil right now. While we've squashed our own industry on energy, we are buying Russian oil right now, which actually, if you think about it, we are supporting the Russian invasion of Ukraine right now. We're helping them in their war right now.
Well, the Russians aren't invading the Ukraine to invade the Ukraine. They're doing it from a defensive standpoint.
Yes, they are. I agree with that.
And you know, I mean, we had energy dependency with Trump, and then what was the first thing Biden got rid of? And that's why I agree with that commentary, how they make They make commission. The one caller mentioned it, how they make commission on this stuff, and that's what all this oil was about. Yeah. All we're doing is protecting their commission and ensuring the high prices. That's why they didn't want Trump with his energy independence.
Well,
and that's why they've tried everything else. They're the first ones on hand now. You know, when it comes to, you look at the investments, they're the first ones that are pushing this green nonsense that's never going to do anything.
You're right, and, green nonsense. You know, a country that doesn't have a country that's not have its own dependence on energy will not be a strong nation. And this country is getting weaker and weaker all the time. The whole Green Deal from the very beginning, from day one, was the impossible. It's impossible. What you're talking about here, solar panels, you're talking about windmills. This cannot generate the electricity, the energy you need to run any kind of corporations. It can't run your households, for God's sakes. So from day one, it was a farce. And I don't know why more people don't understand that. So they want to be green. So how are they going to produce their electricity? You want to burn more coal, more mercury in the environment and the soil and the water. They never made sense from day one. And a nation that is not energy sufficient, producing its own energy, is going to be a weak nation. And we are very much a weak nation right now. And we're proving that. We're telling you we're going to keep buying Russian oil right now. We'll buy oil from everybody, but we won't. We have oil here. We have natural gas here. We have tons of it. But
absolutely,
for the stupid Green Deal, we don't want to use it. We want to put these people out of business and then send the money to a foreign entity.
Because they're all making money on this Green Deal. They're going to always do that. Whatever the resource is, as long as they can control it and they can control the flow of money going into their bank account, that's what they're going to do. And that's the problem. Nobody's for the American people anymore. The American citizen is the least served interest group of anybody. I mean, they come absolutely last. They can't insure anything. They can't insure their First Amendment right, their Second Amendment right. There's no right that they don't toil and play with, although they're supposed to be sacred, honored rights, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. 100%. Hey, thanks for your call, Miles. All right.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
All right.
Good to hear
you. Got it. Hey, call me Steve. Okay, cool. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to, where are you from here? There you are. David in Massachusetts, you're up next.
Oh, hi, Steve. I completely, I'm not going to call you Elkins.
I don't know why. I don't do that to anybody. I call people by their first name, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just thought about it for a while. He does it all the time, and I don't think he means it out of disrespect, but, you know, I got a first name. Call me Steve. Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, he probably didn't like what you said about Trump. He's a big champion of Donald Trump. But hey, I agree with you as far as I call him the golden orange man. I spoke out a long time ago when he first came up with this warp speed crap. And I called into RBN, a couple of years ago. And I mean, I says, I'm not going to be a speed bump on Trump's WAP Speedway. You know, not only is it offensive that he promoted these vaccines, but then to actually tell us that he was going to WAP speed us, that we're all going to be WAP speeded. I don't want to be WAP speeded by the likes of him. But
Do you know what I thought about David? When I hear about somebody whipping out something so fast as in warp speed for this shot or this vaccine, whatever you want to call it, I watch TV, and when I watch TV, I see the commercials on TV of the drugs that they're trying to push on everybody watching TV. And then they're all smiling through everything. It's a great drug. And then at the very end, they have that little run through of all the downside, the bad things of their drug. Now, these are drugs, pharmaceuticals, that have actually gone through trials for 8, 10, 12 years. And they're telling you they have problems. There could be problems if you take this drug, and they're telling you the long list of all the problems you could have. Now we have a warp speed come out in record time, 8 months, and we hear no possible side effects, no problems. We're told 100% effective, safe and effective. Then actually 100% turns to 95.4%, and then it keeps going down, down, and down, down. That's why you can continue to get booster shots and extra shots, because you're no longer at 95.4, which you never were to begin with. But the point being is, anything that comes out in warp speed time has not gone through proper testing and trials, and it should have a major red flag right there just saying, don't tell me this is safe when you haven't gone 8 to 10 to 12 years in testing this drug. Same way as a shot, a vaccine. Same way.
Yeah. Yeah. The Trump and Fauci's idea of flattening the curve is to get us all flatlined. And you know what being flatlined means in the hospital, Steve.
I do.
They want to flatten the curve, all right. They want us all flatlined.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Back to the phones here. Scotty in Nevada. You're up next. You there, Scotty?
Yes, I am, Steve. You hear me okay?
Hey, is it Scott or Scotty?
Well, Scott. You can call. Well,
I wrote it down wrong here. My fault. Here, I'm talking about names, and here I call you wrong. I call you Scott. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You can call me Scotty. People do. Okay. Well, for one thing, backing up a little bit, Tulsi Gabbard is an alumnus of that Klaus Schwab thing called Young Leader.
I just found that out.
Yeah.
Read about that today.
Keep that one in mind. So they're all in on it. So anyway, this morning I run across an article by a fella named Edward Dowd. We're going to vaccines here, or what they call vaccines. Okay. So Edward Dowd is a stock guy. He's out of BlackRock. He's on his own now. He's been on his own for a long time. And he's saying, let me back this up a little. Do you remember several weeks ago there was an insurance executive from an insurance company called One America, and they had a 40% increase in death?
Yeah, back in Indianapolis, right.
Right. Well, it's not just that one company, of course. It's all over. Right. And so Dowd, Edward Dowd, has an article here. I'll send you the link. I'll get your email later on. But he's saying these guys, what they did, the insurance companies are losing their butts. So their attorneys are sharpening their swords, and they're going to be going after the Pfizer and Moderna especially. Good. And he said,
well, you know, it was about 3 weeks ago, I called it a Mike Rivera show. When I saw that article in Indianapolis, the insurance companies were paying out large sums of money for very young people that are dying, which is very abnormal from the year prior.
Yeah.
And they assume there's a dang good association there. That's probably the shot. Sure. And so I said that was the silver bullet. That's the silver bullet we're looking for right now. The insurance companies are in business to make a lot of money for themselves. They don't want to pay out. They want to pay out as little as possible. So that's our silver bullet right now for them to take on the pharmaceuticals and find a way out of paying the settlements. Simply take the money from the pharmaceutical because this stuff is poison.
Okay, what's coming down is they're able to demonstrate fraud, and we're just in the beginning of it. So the lawsuits haven't really been filed yet. So there are reports that people from Moderna and Pfizer are leaving with boxes of documents and turning them over to these insurance company attorneys. And so let's see, what is this? We're almost in March. I'm going to say by mid-April, we're going to be seeing the first lawsuits being filed. And they're calling it fraud, and it's because they're falsified their reports about the efficacy and safety. And it just never should have happened. They lied. And if you got a minute, I see we're almost at the top of the hour. He says the reason people went for this is because there was a third party, which is the FDA, saying that they're okay. And he said the corollary is the rating agencies saying that Lehman Brothers was okay, for example.
Right.
And that's how they pulled it off. Well, anyway, the insurance companies are coming after them, and it's not just here in the States. Another one was Germany that's in his article. If you give me your email, I'll shoot this over to you.
My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com.
I got it. Okay. Steve.
Now send that over to me. I appreciate it. Got to push on here. Got more calls. Let's go back to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk to Pat. Welcome, Pat. Top of the hour. We'll come back. We'll talk to Pat then.
We must take America back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.